This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The 109th Congress convenes today in the Senate. A freshman from South Dakota will be taking the seat of one of the most prominent names on the Hill, Tom Daschle. Republican John Thune beat the Democratic minority leader last November in one of the most hard-fought and expensive races in the country. Toppling the powerful Daschle put John Thune in the spotlight and made him, it could be argued, a poster child for the incoming Senate.
Senator Thune is the new face of right-wing Republican conservatism.
Stephen Smith is a professor of social sciences at Washington University in St. Louis and an expert on the Senate.
He's boyishly handsome, I suppose you'd say, really very articulate, but he's dedicated to a point of view that is really substantially right of the center in American politics.
John Thune first arrived in the Senate on Freshman Orientation Day last fall. The senator-elect was trying to find his way in the unfamiliar terrain of the Senate's Russell Building.
I'm trying to remember. Let's see. Which way did I come from? That way, right?
Where he'd come from was the House, where he served 6 years as the lone representative from South Dakota until he barely lost another Senate race 2 years ago.
I want to say...
Morning Edition will be following John Thune from time to time in his first year in the Senate. We'll be looking for how he and other Republicans reach out or don't reach out to the Democrats that are needed to get bills passed. Senator Thune's office during freshman orientation turned out to be right next to that of another famous freshman, the Democrat from Illinois, Barack Obama, which means Thune won't have to go too far to work with political opposites.
My view is that right now, more than anything, we need to reach out across the party lines in order to accomplish anything of any consequence. I see myself hopefully as a catalyst to get the Senate functioning effectively and getting its work done.
But it is not clear whether Republicans intend to include Democrats in a real way in helping write legislation. Stephen Smith says Thune and conservative Republicans in the Senate see themselves as having been elected with a mandate.
Senator Thune, more than most other Republicans, believes that he represents that mandate because he's the one who beat the leader of the opposition, and it's his obligation to press this wide range of issues that have been bottled up because of Senate Democratic obstructionism in the past.
We begin our conversation with Senator Thune with what may prove the central dilemma for Republicans, whether strong stands on social issues like abortion will prevent meaningful compromise on other issues that may require Democrats and Republicans to work together, like changing the tax code or overhauling Social Security. You are a conservative, and would it be fair to say quite conservative, on some social issues?
That's correct.
Let me just turn to abortion. Do you expect to dig in and fight to roll back abortion rights?
I think that what you will see happen on those issues is, again, you have to recognize where the country is, where the Congress is, what the realities are.
Are the realities in terms of abortion that one's not going to make a lot of headway with that?
Well, I think you can make incremental progress, and I think that banning partial birth abortion, for example, was a significant step forward in that battle. And I think as people begin to observe things that can be accomplished that will provide common sense solutions and lead to fewer abortions in America, that you can build a fairly good coalition toward that.
John Thune embodies another dilemma facing the Republican Party. He made a hard choice early in his political career. In his first run for Congress in 1996, John Thune opposed the double-digit across-the-board tax cuts that the Republican presidential nominee, Bob Dole, was campaigning on. John Thune believed balancing the budget was far more important.
I think part of my Scandinavian heritage is that life should be hard. And so you know, it just kind of comes with your expectations. But I think that we have avoided some of the hard choices. And, you know, in recent years, we've had the stock market collapse, the economy, 9/11, the war on terror, all of which provided an excuse, I think, for a lot of members of Congress to not impose the kind of fiscal restraint and discipline that's necessary to to get our fiscal house in order. I also think it is the nature of members of Congress to be pleasers. You know, there isn't anybody that comes into your office for a meeting who comes in and says, I want less money for my program. You can't always have everything. We're going to have to make some choices.
Are you going to make a stand, as you have in the past, against tax cuts? Or in this case, making very, very, very expensive tax cuts permanent?
I do think that the tax cuts had a stimulative effect. Does that mean I will vote to extend the tax cuts? I probably will, mainly because I think that people need certainty. And if investors are making decisions, they need to know what the rules of the game are going to be. And when you reduce taxes, as we had to when we had this soft economy, to get the economy going again, you don't then want to come turn right back around and put those taxes back in place.
And Senator Thune supports another expensive initiative, an historic reform of Social Security involving the private retirement accounts that President Bush holds dear. Republican from South Dakota John Thune joins the Senate today, and we will be following him over the coming year.